Russia joined the World Trade Organization in August and lowered a whole bunch of tariffs on things like airplanes and fish. But U.S. companies can't take advantage of those lower tariffs until our government passes something called permanent normal trade relations. That wouldn't reduce any of our tariffs. It just gets rid of a Cold War era bill that required Russia to allow emigration of Jews. The U.S. has since determined that's no longer an issue. Eric Schinfeld is president of the Washington Council on International Trade. He says Russia last year was Washington State's fastest growing export market, but the old tariff system prevented it from getting really big.
Russia is such a huge economy, and we've really only begun to scratch the surface. Right now, Russia is, I think, our 32nd largest trading partner as a state, right behind Panama. So for an economy the size of Russia, we really have so much opportunity there.
Schinfeld says Russian tariffs for airplanes will drop 50% to 60% when the U.S. passes trade normalization. That would help Boeing better compete against Airbus in the Russian market. One complication to all of this, some people in Congress want to pass a human rights bill tied to the trade normalization, something the Russian government is not happy about. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.